Hot temperatures continuing today. We hit 89 yesterday, falling just short of that 90-degree mark and just 2 degrees from the record high for the day. We'll be in record territory again today. With highs between 85 and 90 degrees, the record is 90, set back in 1947. Some more fog late tonight and temperatures dropping into the 60s, and your Friday will still be warm, but we start that transition that we've been talking about all week long. Winds coming in off the Atlantic, so it'll reach the 80s inland, but it'll stay in the 70s at the beaches, maybe briefly touching 80 degrees before falling into the low to mid-70s by late afternoon, with a pretty brisk wind off the Atlantic, which becomes the reoccurring theme through the weekend into early next week. Heads up for anybody that wants to head to the beaches. First of all, it'll be very windy. There'll be some blowing sand. Secondly, a very high rip current risk will be developing over the weekend to some degree Saturday, but especially Sunday and continuing into the early part of next week with rough seas and surf, some beach erosion at times, and even a bit of coastal flooding possible at times of high tide. So we'll start out the weekend on Saturday, warm, humid. There'll be a fair amount of cloud cover. Temperatures should still manage to reach the low 80s, likely staying in the 70s at the beaches. Then as a series of upper level disturbances move across the area Saturday afternoon and night, we expect showers and some scattered thunderstorms to develop. Good news for the rainfall, bad news coming on the weekend, but it's later Saturday and Saturday night that we'll keep an eye out. Much of the rest of Saturday actually looks pretty decent. And then Sunday is when things really crank as far as the wind goes coming in off the ocean. Winds out of the northeast, 15 to 25 miles per hour, but gusts around 30. Beach gusts may approach 40 miles per hour at times. Very rough seas and surf, dangerous conditions at our area beaches, and there'll be some moisture around, so still some showers that'll pinwheel off the Atlantic back into Jacksonville and parts of northeastern Florida. Better rain chances will be closer to the coast, but just about anybody has at least a chance for some shower activity during the day on Sunday. High temperatures don't get out of the 60s all day long. May touch the low 70s when you get west of Highway 301, but it's an abrupt change, a 20-degree temperature drop from the highs that we have been having and will have over the next couple of days. And that holds right into the early part of next week on Monday with clouds, wind, and a few showers, temperatures struggling to reach the low 70s, then just a gradual warm-up as we go through next week. But the humidity will be fairly high. It won't feel cold, but it certainly will be a change and a welcome relief from the 80s and low 90s that we've been experiencing recently. And we have the river jams underway this month again every Thursday during the month of April. So this is the first one this month, and it looks very warm. Shorts and t-shirts, temperatures in the 80s under a partly cloudy sky will only slowly drop into the 70s after sunset, which is about 7:45, and we will have the second night of the full moon, by the way, tonight. Should be another beautiful moonrise. It will be at about 8:30 this evening's moonrise. The full pink moon is what the April full moon is known as, but that doesn't mean you're going to see the moon be pink. It just is named that for springtime because we have so many blooming plants, of course, this time of year. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.